Wednesday, the 17th of January. The purpose of the day is to get and read the following book. Listen carefully. I'll give the title twice, slowly. World Without Cancer by G. Edward Griffin. I say again, World Without Cancer by G. Edward Griffin. In that book, you'll find the protocols that I've been doing every day for 25 years, the protocols on how to not get cancer. Men and women who follow these protocols don't get cancer. They simply don't. I'm not going to tell you what they are, because then you say, well, I don't need to get the book. Moore told me what to do. No, I'm not going to do that. The first half of the book is a history of cancer and cancer treatment around the world. The second half of the book deals with the protocols and what's been used successfully to help people not get cancer. All right, we're going to have open lines this hour. My friend Professor McCanny is not available today. The call number is 512-248-8252. I'm going to continue the discussion we had earlier with about concealed carry and proper use of deadly force, something of which I'm very familiar. I've given expert witness testimony in murder cases on the proper use of deadly force. I've been an NRA-certified firearms instructor teaching concealed carry for about 25 years or so. I'd have to look at the records, maybe longer than that, maybe going back to the probably the late 1980s, quite frankly, is when I became certified by the NRA to teach concealed carry. It's been a passion of mine for decades, obviously. Something I know, especially, it was more obvious before we had concealed carry permits in the state of Missouri. The women who signed up for my concealed, and I didn't charge anything back then because I simply didn't charge any money for concealed carry training before we had legal concealed carry training in before we had permits in Missouri. Most of the women who signed up for that training back then had been victims of sexual assault, and they had the following attitude. They said, basically, I don't give a damn what the law is. I'm going to carry a gun. I will never, ever again be a victim. These women varied in terms of their psychological makeup, their outlook on the world. Many of them were broken women. They simply were never the same again after being sexually assaulted, being raped. And it's an extreme psychological and physical trauma for any woman to go through. And, of course, they regretted not having been armed. It could have prevented that from happening. Of course, after the fact, it's too late, isn't it? My wife, Dr. Moore, who passed away in June of 2019, she refused to carry concealed. She attended my classes several times. She was well-versed in the knowledge. I trained her in the safe and proper use of a pistol. I bought her a nice Smith & Wesson 38 revolver that she refused to carry. That was simply who she was, on one hand. On the other, if it came down to protecting the life of one of our grandchildren, she would have been a fierce tigress to defend the innocent life of a grandchild. And that's who she was. And God bless her. She was a very precious person. And I got a message for all you women out there. If you want to be safe and not be a victim of violent assault, I advise you to get a concealed carry permit if your state requires it. Get the training. There's going to be, in many states, there's going to be training required. And work with the instructor to select a pistol that's suitable for you. I've had quite a few female students who had a bad experience due to a father, grandfather, husband, boyfriend, brother, doing the wrong thing when it came to instructing a woman on what pistol they should use. Now, a woman who's 5'2" and weighs 100 pounds is not going to easily or quickly handle a semi-automatic high caliber pistol. They simply aren't going to do it. And what I, for my female students that are almost all female students, I don't advise a semi-automatic pistol at all. I advise a revolver. And that's what I do. Typically a 38. And if they're not strong enough to handle a 38, I advise a 32 revolver. And a lot of times with older men and women, I also advise a 32 revolver as being something that they can handle with their strength. Older men and women sometimes have issues with arthritis and a lack of hand strength or both, but they can't handle a heavy caliber pistol. They simply can't do it. Now, with proper training, they can do this and overcome those deficiencies. And do what needs to be done. Okay, we got some situation going here with some workers that arrived. I'm sorry. I personally observed the wife of a Vietnamese officer. I was at the Vietnamese National Police pistol range, and this officer showed up with his wife, who was probably 5 feet tall, maybe weighed 100 pounds. And I watched this woman handle a 45 caliber 1911 semi-automatic pistol like an expert. I was so proud of her to see if she was able to do that, able to defend her life, the life of her children, and so forth, despite her being of small stature. Now, that took training, that took skill, that took determination for that young woman to be able to do that. Yeah. Most American women aren't going to want to take the time to do that. They simply aren't going to do it. And not that you can't do it, but it takes a lot of hours. One of the big differences between semi-automatics and revolvers is the complexity. I have a drill, a demonstration I do in front of my pistol students. I'll take a Browning 9mm semi-automatic pistol, the Browning P35, also called the Browning High Power, and I'll hold it behind my back and completely disassemble it, putting the parts in front of me one at a time. I tell my students, unless you're able to do this with that semi-automatic pistol, you've got no business using it to defend your life with. You simply don't. And then I pick up a revolver, and I show my students there's no safety, there's no pieces that can come apart from it like the magazine on a semi-automatic pistol. You simply point and pull the trigger. That's all there is to it. Simple as compared to complex. Many women I know don't have the upper body strength, the hand and arm strength, to rack the slide on most common semi-automatic pistols. They simply don't have it. Or they may have a great difficulty doing that maneuver, which of course is not optional. You have to be able to rack the slide on a semi-automatic pistol to load around into the chamber, be able to shoot it, to unload it when you're done shooting. And that's simply the way it is. And some of the manufacturers have made a semi-automatic pistol that have a reduced spring strength that a person can do that maneuver, but most haven't. It's an engineering matter. It needs to be addressed for them to be able to do that. So before you make a purchase, ladies, go to a gun range. It's also a gun store that has a dozen or 20 different pistols to choose from that you can rent. You know, making a $300 or $400 mistake buying the wrong pistol is not a good thing, because once you've bought it and owned it and shot it, it's no longer a new pistol and has no longer has the value of a new pistol. So you can rent different pistols, try them out, see what works for you and what doesn't work for you before you make a $300 or $400 mistake, or $500 or $600 mistake, as the case may be. That's the smart thing to do. It really is. You know, well-meaning fathers, brothers, husbands, boyfriends, brothers, they will recommend a heavy caliber semi-automatic pistol because that's what they like and what they're good and comfortable with. Don't go along with it. Simply don't do it. Get what's right for you. Now, getting back to revolvers, a good choice for many women would be a 357 Magnum loaded with 38. Now, the 357 Magnum gives you a choice of shooting the high-powered 357 Magnum ammunition or the lower-powered 38 ammunition, which has a much milder recoil. The advantage of the 357 Magnum over a 38 pistol is it's heavier, and that increased weight helps absorb the impact of the recoil. So that's an advantage there. If your hand strength, arm strength is still not enough to handle the 38, then you want to go down to a 32. It's a compromise. Everything involving firearms, or almost everything, involves compromise. But when you move down to the 32, almost everybody has a situation where the arthritis pain can be overcome, the hand strength can be overcome, and you have something that you can successfully defend your life with. Smart thing to do. I advise my students to not get caught up in technology. Don't believe that, don't convince themselves that technology can take the place of training. Laser sights are the worst. A man or woman will put a laser sight on their pistol and with the following thought, well, I got a laser sight, now I can't miss. That's wrong, wrong, wrong. Having a laser sight doesn't mean you can't miss. It just means you've spent money on something that doesn't improve your marksmanship. So practice with iron sights. Once you're really, really good with the iron sights, you want to go ahead and get a laser sight, go ahead and do it. And when I bought my grandson his first rifle, I was only going to buy one with iron sights. I wanted him to get the basics down before we moved on to anything else with any kind of optics at all. Get the basics down first with iron sights. And I recommend that to everybody. Get practice with and get very good with iron sights first before you move on to other optics or laser sights, either one. Getting the basics down is incredibly important. What I tell my students is, never rely your life on something that takes a battery. Simply don't do it. Now, ladies, you know, when it comes time for your husband's birthday present or Christmas present, to go to the hardware store and buy anything that takes a battery, he's probably going to be happy. That's just the nature of men. Men like gadgets. Men like technology. But and the men are worse for this than the women, quite frankly, attempting to substitute technology for training. Really bad idea. If you haven't got the basic training down first and that battery conks out on you when you need it the most, you're stuck. That's all you got. You got a firearm with iron sights that you're not all that familiar with, not all that good with. Not a good place to be. When I train my students, I train them to shoot middle of mass, center mass, that would be about the solar plexus on the chest. A lot of people, especially liberals, but others, think that they can intentionally aim to wound an arm, a shoulder, something like that. That's a massive mistake. You're probably going to miss. It's a very bad decision to train that way or believe that either one. Your goal is to stop the aggressor. Now, when you shoot center of mass for the solar plexus, there's a higher likelihood that that person's going to die, but that's not the goal. The goal is not death of the perpetrator. The goal is to stop the perpetrator. Now, if that perpetrator is high on some of these drugs, methamphetamine or something like that, alcohol, doesn't matter, they'll be more difficult to stop. They'll have superhuman strength. They won't feel pain the way a normal human being feels pain, and it's going to be difficult to stop a person like that. So you may have to shoot two or three times to stop that criminal from causing harm. It's just a fact of life. You need to be prepared to do that. You shoot to stop the aggressor. There have been multiple documented instances where a man or a woman that's high on these various drug or alcohol combinations are difficult to stop in their violent behavior, unfortunately. So wherever you are, even if you can have constitutional carry like my state, Missouri, the state of Missouri, or the state of Texas, there's a growing number of states that have what's called constitutional carry, where you can carry concealed without a concealed carry permit. I still recommend that you get the training. If the instructor is a good instructor, and a majority of them are, they will give you a firm foundation in a proper and safe use of the firearm, and most important of all, in the proper use of deadly force. This is not optional. As many of you know, I spent the majority of my adult life as a criminal defense investigator. I began the fall of September of 1973, just over a half a century ago. I was assigned my first double homicide only a few weeks after that. I was 25 years old. It was an intense learning experience for John Moore. I had a couple of excellent mentors. The two attorneys I work with, one was a former prosecuting attorney and a bona fide World War II hero who single-handedly sunk a Japanese warship by putting a bomb down a smokestack. Great guys, great education, great experience. And I went on to work with a number of attorneys on many hundreds of criminal cases. And I don't know how many homicides. Here's our first break this hour. We'll be right back.
Some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details or visit 3DBunkers.com.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas. The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape. Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Ana.
If anyone wishes to depart under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here with me, in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. Over 9 gigabytes of information there, information that will educate you, inform you, entertain you, make you happy, make you sad, make you angry. Seriously, all those human emotions can be found by the articles and videos at my website. We're living in the worst crime in human history right now. On the 17th day of January 2024, the consequences of the COVID-19 vaccination clot shot. My COVID panel has more than 200 articles and videos by world-class scientists and doctors, such as Dr. Michael Yaden, former vice president at Pfizer, former director of medical research at Pfizer. He says that the intended purpose, not a side effect, of all the COVID vaccinations is death and disablement. That's what the intended purpose is. Moving on from there, if you have issues with pain, such as joint pain, back pain, arthritis pain, you need an energy cleaner. You have issues with sleep, you also need an energy cleaner. Are you doubting Thomas? No problem, because I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee on energy cleaner. I have energy cleaners and mattress pads in stock ready for immediate shipment. This is my home business. When you place your order, I personally box up the energy cleaner and the mattress pad that goes with it. I take it to the Little Country Post Office at Cherryville, Missouri, which has become a destination restaurant. Where Friday night, they have an all-you-can-eat cafe, catfish buffet, and I ship them out by the postal service to wherever you might be, United States, Canada, England, New Zealand, Australia. I ship a lot of these to Australia. Details at thelibertyman.com. You can place your order right there using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. You can call my toll-free airline 24 hours a day, 800-592-9543. That first murder case, I was 25 years old. It was a double homicide. Young man who was charged with it had severe mental issues. But the first day of my giving this assignment, I was told by the shooter, the murderer, the name and identity of the man who gave him the gun. I was ordered to find this man and interview him. Of course, he was a murder suspect himself, since he at least gave the gun to the shooter. So I said, okay, I'll do that. So I go out, it was winter, it was dark. There was no cell phones, of course, 1973. I had no radio. I was by myself in the dark, going to this man's house to interview him, find out what he knew. And of course, he was a murder suspect. So I, as it turned out, a friend of mine who I went to college with lived about a mile away, and I stopped at his house and I said to him, if I'm not back by such and such time, call the police and you tell them the following. And I gave him specific instructions about who I was going to interview, where he lived, and so forth, so the police could come. As it turned out, the young man who was a co-worker with the murder suspect denied knowing anything about it, and I left. The following day, the police arrested him and took him to jail and interviewed him in the sheriff's office, where he, of course, spilled his guts over giving the murder weapon to the criminal, the murderer. I spent the next year of my life, and it was an education myself. We were going to give this young man the solid gold defense. Our goal was to make sure he had an impeccable, wonderful defense so that he would never, ever get out of lockup again and hurt somebody else. So I spent the next year of my life in this criminal investigation working on this case, and I learned a lot. The outcome was he pleaded guilty to the double homicide. He was and still is incarcerated in the Missouri hospital, where they keep the mentally insane that are dangerous. He was only, I think, 18 or 19 years old. He may have been 19 years old. He's quite happy in jail, where he can't hurt anybody. It's not a jail, it's a hospital, right? Here's our break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
John Moore's private consultations are the most comprehensive services available any place, anywhere in the world. They're available now and provide valuable knowledge and information that protects an individual, family, or group. We provide clarity, focus, and information for you and your associates for any situation. We have just the right knowledge, just the right information, from just the right professionals. Schedule your consultation for your family or group now. Contact us at thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Once again, thelibertyman.com.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new ease-off drop-and lift?
What in the world is an ease-off drop-and lift?
Our ease-off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the ease-off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my ease-off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Fix bayonets.
And Nicole Colgren, wherefore many men have gone.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. My website is thelibertyman.com. A lot there, as I mentioned a couple of minutes ago. My lovely wife has developed a wonderful new logo for me. We got new photographs posted there, or the photographs ranging from when I was 20 years old in Vietnam to my most recent headshot, where I'm wearing a gold and black ascot, and another photo of me preparing to make a parachute jump a couple weeks before I turn 70 years old. And the classic photograph of me on my beautiful motorcycle. I now represent the LifeWave line of products. We're getting a lot of great response from men and women who want to get involved in this and get their life back. And I use them myself. These patches will help you regain your energy, help with pain, and help you achieve your goals as well. That's all at my website at thelibertyman.com. Getting back to that first murder case, this young man had three goals in life, he told me in confidence. One was to make love to a woman. He was not able to convince any woman to do that, so that was unmet. Another was to jump out of an airplane to parachute, and he joined the Army. And was in the Army, I think, 10 or 12 days before they figured out that he had severe mental issues. His third goal in life was to murder somebody. The only thing of the three that he was able to accomplish. So he borrowed a pistol from his friend. He also armed himself with a knife. I think he had some wire or duct tape with him. Went to a park where it was well known that young people would park there and next to the lake at night, and he approached this young man and woman in this car. He ordered them out of the car, tied them up, and murdered them in cold blood. No other goal of robbery or rape or anything like that. He simply wanted to murder two people and watch them die in his presence. He had emotional problems going back to childhood. When he was a small child, he was caught going through the family home with a knife saying, "Kill Mikey, kill Mikey." That was one of his brothers at about age 3 or 4. Later on, as a adolescent, about 12 to 14 years old, he was arrested on the roof of a junior high school with some weapons. So he had been to the attention of the authorities for a number of years and just slipped through the cracks. Very mentally disturbed young man. But he's now locked up in a Missouri mental health facility where he will stay until he dies, where he can't hurt anybody else. We have a caller on hold here. It looks like Amit in Massachusetts. Good morning, Amit.
Good morning, Mr. Moore, and thank you not just for taking my call, but also educating us on firearm ownership, use, and training. So your conversation has been going on since the last hour, where you were talking to Mr. Chance. So please just tell us about a hint that that famous book, Dial 911 and Die, which was published maybe about 25 years ago, but I think the law is still good, that even police does not have authority to protect life. They can only protect property.
Well, they have authority, but they don't have an obligation.
Exactly, exactly. So they are only supposed, and there are still many U.S. Supreme Court holdings that they are supposed to protect property, but not life, obligation sense. So all I'm trying to say is that the basic idea is that even the intruder has rights, and the Castle Doctrine varies from state to state, but carrying and using a firearm is like malpractice insurance. That is, if you use that irresponsibly, you'll be in deep trouble, deep legal trouble, that is. And for that, you have to carry some insurance or something like that. So it's not just that you carry a firearm. You also have to carry insurance and the legal implications coming out of that. So that's all I had to say. That, that book, Dial 911 and Die, is distributed by JPFO. And I first heard from you that is... It stands for Jews for Protection of Firearm Ownership. So most other Jewish organizations are flush with money, but they are not. They are just like TLB Talk or RBN, that there is no corporate sponsorship and they are struggling for money because they have picked up such a topic which is not currently in vogue with the authorities. That is, put all restrictions on firearm use, ownership, and training, and make it so expensive and so burdensome that people just don't try to keep one and use one. So that's all I had to say. So please tell us that even the police does not have obligation to protect life. They only are supposed to protect property. So that's all I had to say.
Okay.
Thank you again.
Well, thank you, Amit. Amit, of course, is a retired attorney, and maybe some clarification is something we need to talk about here. Police officers respond to the calls from their dispatcher. It's a rare occasion. It does happen where a police officer gets to a crime scene in time to stop the crime from moving forward and being committed. It does happen, but it's a pretty rare thing. And when it does, it usually, typically, it's a good outcome for the police and not so good for the criminal. There are insurance policies you can get that will provide the funds for competent legal defense if you find yourself in a situation where you have to defend yourself because you used a firearm to defend innocent life. I don't have that insurance myself. I don't feel any need for it, but if you do, you might want to look into it. The NRA offers that insurance. There's other companies, I don't have the names of them offhand, that offer that kind of insurance to cover the legal expense of defense, which is quite expensive. At one case I worked, this was in, Franklin County, Missouri. It involved a plumber who was also a cattle rancher. He had, he did both. He was a single guy. And it was a warm summer night. He's got the door open, the screen door shut, and he had five or six dogs watching TV. It's nighttime, probably 9 o'clock at night or so. And the dogs start barking like crazy. The county road went right through his cattle ranch. So he gets up and he looks out and he sees a vehicle down the county road going very slowly in a spotlight coming from the moving vehicle into his field where his cattle were. And he thinks to himself, well, this is not right. There's something wrong here. So he picks up a Kalashnikov, an AK-47 with a 30-round magazine, and he walks out into the county road with this Kalashnikov at High Port, and he's standing there waiting for the vehicle to approach him, thinking he's in the middle of the road, thinking, well, it'll slow down. I'll talk to whoever this is about why are you shining a spotlight to my field. Instead of slowing down so that they could talk, the vehicle speeded up, headed right for him. He dodged left. The vehicle dodged left. He dodged right. The vehicle dodged right. There was a fence on either side of him. He had no place to go. So he started shooting at this moving vehicle. It turned out to be a Ford minivan. He emptied the magazine, shot 30 rounds at this vehicle. The vehicle went past him just over a hill and stopped because the radio was shot out. Couldn't go any farther. So there was a driver, a Caucasian male, man with a spotlight behind the driver, and a man on the roof with a weapon. I don't recall what it was offhand. So one of these three got shot, and I don't recall which one it was. Doesn't matter. He's wounded. These guys are desperate to get away from the plumber with the AK-47. The vehicle stops, won't go any further, just over the hill, not very far away. So they have to escape the angry plumber with the AK-47. So they dismount the vehicle, and what they do was the most important thing. They grab the beer and race off into the woods, taking the beer with them. Well, the plumber calls the sheriff's department, and it's a massive response. We got the Franklin County Sheriff's Department, the Missouri Highway Patrol, the local volunteer fire department, sheriff's department from Crawford County response, because it's right on the county line. It's a pretty big deal. Well, the guy who shot shows up at the hospital, and the police figure out pretty quick that he's a criminal that was shot during this confrontation. And he's issued a citation along. I think the other two buddies may have been issued citations by the conservation agents. And they're all arrested. All three of them are arrested and charged with this crime. Prosecuting attorney of Franklin County had a decision to make. He made the wrong decision, in my opinion. He decided to charge the plumber with, what was the charge? Improper use of a weapon, attempted murder, and serious felony charges. And anyway, the plumber, rancher, hired the criminal defense attorney I'd worked with for many years. And I got assigned to work the case as the investigator. The police took the minivan back to an impound, and they put quarter-inch dowels each one had a paper tag with a number 1 through 30 in each of the bullet holes. And it looked like a porcupine with all these wooden dowels sticking out of all the bullet holes left by the Kalashnikov. Anyway, the trial came up. Our man was found innocent. The trial never even got started. Shortly after the first witness, the first alleged victim started giving his testimony, The jury was laughing under their breath. The judge was suppressing his laughter, and everybody in the courtroom was suppressing their laughter, hearing this criminal give his testimony about what they were doing that night. They were poachers. They were looking to kill and steal one of the cattle and take it back and cut it up for meat. That was their goal. That night. And all three of them were drunk, of course. So it was national news, that first trial. And then there was a second trial. The guy who was shot filed a civil suit against the plumber. The insurance company came in and to defend in this case. I got hired once again, and the criminal had been shot, claimed that he was disabled, could no longer walk properly, couldn't pick up anything, couldn't work. And I put together a surveillance team, three people, myself and a man and a woman. We had cameras on this guy 24 hours a day for about 10 days or so. And we got videotape of him going up steep steps at a run without even touching the rail. We got video of him picking up 55-gallon drums out of the bed of a pickup and tossing it across the yard. And another video of him doing things that he swore under oath he couldn't do. So the two ambulance-chasing lawyers this guy had hired, the criminal had hired, were out of St. Louis. And they'd spent about $12,000 of their own money on expert witnesses and so forth to show how bad off this guy was. And of course, I had a stack of videotapes that they didn't know they even existed until the trial was about to begin. They took one look at those stack of videotapes and they found out what was on them, and they decided that they better compromise and reach some kind of compromise with the defense. And of course, our insurance company client was who we were answering to. Well, the attorney got on the phone with the insurance company, and we agreed to settle for $5,000, which is called nuisance money. The lawyers had spent $12,000 preparing this case, and they were offered $5,000, and they took it. They took the $5,000, and that was the end of that. So both cases ended with the our guy, the plumber rancher, being exonerated both times. It was incredibly expensive. The criminal trial, the NRA got involved in helping with some of the funding. I don't know how much. Most of it came out of the pocket of the rancher. The civil suit was paid for by the insurance company, and they were glad to settle for $5,000. I was telling the attorney, I said, "Man, let's not offer him any money at all." But the attorney said, "Well, John, it said the decision of the insurance company is not our decision, and that's what we need to go with." So I said, "Fine, well, that's the way it is. That's the way it is." It turned out good for the plumber rancher, and bad for the intoxicated criminals attempting to commit the crime that night. I don't know if they learned their lesson. I'm sure that they had no idea what they were getting themselves into when they decided to get intoxicated, attempt to steal one of this man's cows, and escape with the beef. They had a rude awakening, didn't they, of the reality of attempting to commit theft from this man's cattle ranch. Cattle rustling is taken very, very seriously by all the ranchers I know. You don't want to mess with these guys. They all have guns. And you start messing with their cattle, you're in really big trouble really quick. And that's the way it is out here. And it's not just Missouri. That's any state where there's cattle and horses. Rustling cattle and horses is taken very seriously by the men and women who own them. You just simply don't want to do that. But it's done. The cattle rustler will back up a cattle trailer to a place where the field where the cattle are, and they'll herd them into the cattle trailer and take off with them. It does happen. It's not just something you see in John Wayne Westerns. It happens in modern-day America, believe it or not. Here's our last break this hour. We'll break back.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Company will fix bayonets! Fix! Bayonets! Attention!
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm telling stories about things I've done over the past half century as a criminal defense investigator. Movies and TV and novels make it look like a homicide investigation is a relatively quick matter. Far from it. Every murder investigation I ever was involved with took a year of my life, at least a year, sometimes slightly more than that. And doing it right, and Hagman, Doug Hagman, of course, has investigated murders as have I. If you're doing it right, it takes over your life. It really does. When you're in trial, it's even worse. Nothing exists except that trial. That's the entire focus of your life. Nothing else exists except that trial. And that, it has to be that way. If you're going to be successful, it has to be that way. But trial preparation in a murder case, it takes up a year. And I have proven men charged with murder innocent because I found the guys that really did it. I've done it a couple of times. And that's very gratifying to save somebody's life, to prove them innocent of a murder that they were wrongfully charged with. Very gratifying. And it's something that when it happens, I'm very grateful when it happens. It's a rare thing. Typically, the person charged with murder actually did do the murder. Sometimes it's inadvertent. I had a client, he was charged with murdering his girlfriend. He did beat her on a very busy main street of Mount Vernon, Illinois at high noon on a weekday. He beat her and she died. It turned out, as my investigation proved, this woman had consumed enough drugs to kill almost three women. So, and the autopsy proved that, actually, that she died of a drug overdose. She did not die of being hit by her big, strong boyfriend. She died of a drug overdose. And we exonerated him. Prosecutor didn't figure out what our defense was until after the jury was picked. He stopped everything and filed a new criminal charge against our client that he had forcibly put the drugs in this woman and killed her. Of course, that ended up with a trial error. You can't file new charges after the jury's been picked. You simply can't do that anywhere in the country that I'm aware of. We were scratching our heads at the time how this guy thought he'd get away with it, but he didn't get away with it. The Court of Appeals in Illinois, they saw through that in a heartbeat. And our client was exonerated, as well he should have been, because he didn't kill his girlfriend. She killed herself with a drug overdose. And she was well known to be a drug addict, unfortunately. So when you get involved in a murder case, you never know what direction it's going to go. It's simply an untold story, an unknown outcome, what's going to happen when you get involved in a murder case. I don't particularly look forward to or anticipate doing any more. The last one I did had a very bad outcome initially, but we eventually won that case also. We have a break. We'll be right back. With Jeff Nyquist.
John, I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.